Good morning, everyone. Welcome to KITP. I'm Lars Bildsen, the director here. I just want to welcome you and say a few things before we get started. So first, I'd like to ask, for how many of you is this your first time at the KITP? Raise your hand high. Wow. Okay, so almost all new, which is wonderful. These things happen, these programs and conferences happen because of proposals from the community to the advisory board. So every year we have a two-day meeting here in February where we plan programs for the academic year that follows that one. So right now we're planning, we're planned through summer 18, and the academic year 18-19 is right now under active discussion. So if you have ideas, you want to understand how to propose a program, feel free to speak with me. Mark Bowick, I think, is here. Here's Mark, who's a deputy director, can explain it. Greg Huber can explain. Predrag, who successfully did it, can explain.
Quick question. Do you have to be American?
Absolutely not. So you may notice from the composition.
Why did you feel American just to balance? No.
The
diversity.
Diversity.
Affirmative action, as it used to be called.
We are absolutely blind to nationalities, so roughly half of the visitors here are from outside the U.S., and thankfully we have no constraints. So, yeah, so there's, the answer is you need not be from any specific place. Those new ideas and new programs and pre-proposals we get developed in the fall for this meeting we have in February with the advisory board to decide what are good ideas to do. And so please do, if you have future ones, Brad Marston's also here. Brad was on the board, so Brad can also describe the development process. It is different than a normal proposal process. It really is much more proposal development, I would say, where we get ideas and some of them really get brought to fruition, and others sometimes just get delayed, and some just get left where they arrive. So please do that while you're here. So as you know, as you don't know, if you haven't been here before, everything we do is recorded. And so it is really important that you wear your microphone when you're giving your talk, and that when we go to the questions and answers, Fabian, who's the first session chair, will be running around to be certain it gets on the mic, and the other mic is Daniel's holding the other microphone. That's important so that we can actually get the questions on the website. Otherwise, it's like Jeopardy, where you just hear the answers, but not the questions. So that is important. We really do feel strongly about the time left for discussions. So these talks are all 30 minutes, which means the speaker will be done in 30 minutes, giving you 15 minutes for discussion. That really does allow for discussions to happen. And the session chair, Fabian, will set such a brilliant example that it will be a stable outcome. Yes?
What if a lot of discussion takes place during the talk?
The session chair will have to, yeah, that's okay.
Penalty talk.
Yeah, it's basically, right.
But I mean, doesn't that allow the speaker to
of course, and Fabian will have to manage that.
Yes, so that's right. Time keep for the discussion.
Yeah.
You have a chest block.
I didn't know what I was going
to do. For the speakers, after you give your talk, there's instructions in your package about how to send your talks to Doug Early so that we also have the full set of the PDFs of your slides. So our staff are here. We'll be wearing name tags. So Claudia, who's been working, is our main conference assistant, and Craig is one of our IT. So should anybody have any issues, our staff all wear badges, so please take advantage of them. Wireless is available in the room. There's the name of the wireless and the password for those of you who need to do that. During the breaks, please wear your name tag. There is another program now in the building starting today on accretion desks. They will think that all that food is for them, not for you. You will help our staff to know to let you in and not them if you wear your name tag. So please do that. There's parking up in lot 10 on the fifth floor. Hopefully, if you haven't found it today, then you'll probably get a ticket. Tuesday and Thursday, we have dinner here. And if you get locked out, the building gets locked at 5, if you get locked out because you take a walk or something, should the sun come out, then the best thing to do is come through the back door where the caterers go in and out. So the back door is always open through the patio, the courtyard, in case you can figure that out. If you're planning on bringing anyone with you to the dinner on Tuesday or Thursday, a spouse or a friend or someone, please let Claudia know so she can get the head count right and collect the fee. And the shuttle back to the hotel will leave promptly today, probably right around the last talk. So please turn off your cell phones. Pause while I watch everybody, just like the opera. And for those of you who are, as you leave Thursday and Friday, or hopefully not until Friday, if you need a ride to the Airbus or to the Goleta Amtrak or anything, please just speak with someone at the front desk here, and they will be able to help you with that. So I want to thank the coordinators for the work they've done up till now. So that for the conference part, that's Denise, John, Gibson, and Tobias. So let's thank them all for the work they've done. And with no further ado, I'm going to hand it off to Fabian, who's going to show everybody how to run a session.
Oh, the pressure is on.
That's correct.
All right, well, our first speaker is coming all the way from the west coast of England to escape the British rain. And his name is Rich Kurzweil. He's probably well known to this audience. Rich, so you heard my instructions. I have to try to stop you.
Yes. Okay.